Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
This is Jim Blasingame, and I wrote this book for you. Aerosmith bringing us back. 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. One for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Nellie Acalp is our guest, our good friend and longtime Bread Trust member, founder and CEO of CorpNet.com, an online legal document filing service. Folks, I encourage you to go there and check out what they have to offer you. I know that they will simplify your life as a small business owner. CorpNet, CorpNet.com. So check that out. Nellie is an amazing and very prolific writer. She's got an amazing following online. So go there and follow her blog. Check all that stuff out. Nellie, thanks again for being here. Congratulations on your great success as an entrepreneur yourself. You're the kind of people I like talking to about my audience, about my heroes, our heroes. I know they're yours too, is because you're one of us.
I appreciate that. Thank you again for having me on the show. It's such an honor to be here this morning. And I love what I do. I love small business. I love entrepreneurship.
They're very lovable, aren't they? Small business owners are very huggable and lovable, aren't they?
Yes. And really the reason for, all the employment that happens here in the U.S.
Right. That's right. That's exactly right. So much of what happens that's good in America happens out here on Main Street. So we're talking about getting our invoices out there, folks. We can't get paid. People aren't going to pay if you don't send them an invoice. I have people call me and they say, hey, Jim, we hadn't gotten the check. And I said, did you send us an invoice? Let me check. And then they say, they come back and say, no, we didn't send you an invoice. I said, dude, we pay on invoices. Send me an invoice, we'll pay you. And of course we did. But you've got to do your invoices. You got to get them automated. We talked about that earlier. Then you got to track them, don't you? Like this person calling me was tracking an invoice he hadn't sent, right? But you got to send them, then you got to track them consistently, don't you, Nellie?
Exactly. And again, as we were talking, sometimes it may be best for a small business owner to consider an invoicing software such as PayPal, FreshBooks, QuickBooks that can not only streamline the invoicing process for their accounts receivable, but also create a system of follow-up so that not only the initial invoice is sent out, but there is follow-up invoices that are sent out that create a sense of urgency for the client to pay faster and more likely to pay on time.
All right. So, and by the way, folks, some of the points we're making here are right off of an article by Anna Holosky, who writes for Nellie Acalp's website, CorpNet.com. So I want to make sure we give Anna Holosky the credit for the points that we're making here. So first you got to lay out your expectations. You got to use invoicing software that'll help you get your invoices out. Then track invoices consistently, and then the fourth one is send out invoices immediately. That's what I was talking about Nellie, is getting those invoices out the first opportunity. I mean the moment when the clock strikes 12:01 in the morning on the first of the month, you should send your invoices out.
Correct. And Jim, as I was mentioning to you, with our company CorpNet, we have a very strong accounts receivable unit whereby clients have to renew certain services with us in order for their corporation or LLC to remain compliant,
right,
for the following year and the years to come. As such, I think it's super, super important to not only send out the invoice, but send out the invoice in ample time prior to its due date, so that the small business owner has enough time to get the resources to pay that invoice timely. Because, mm-hmm. again, we're all small business owners. We're all struggling to make ends meet. And oftentimes, when we just start out, we're not immediately profitable. So I think from one small business to another, it's super important to send those invoices 30 days prior to its due date, 60 days prior to its due date, 90 days prior to its due date, so that the person owing and needing to pay that invoice has enough time and resources to be able to make that timely payment.
Mm-hmm. I have some companies send us statements and then invoices. And that gets a little confusing to us sometimes. You know, it can get confusing to our customer sometimes because you're almost giving them too much information. You know what I mean?
Well, I do like that idea, believe it or not. And okay. You can make it more clear because, I completely understand where you're coming from because, for example, our insurance company does that for us where mm-hmm. they send out a statement, but it's not an invoice, and then they send out the invoice. But from a small business owner's standpoint, I think that's a courtesy to them because mm-hmm. you can make that statement very clear as to the fact that, hey, this is a courtesy notice that your invoice is coming up. This is not a bill.
Especially if you're doing a lot of stuff with them, I'm sure I can see where that would be the case. The other thing is, I want to make sure we get to this, be clear about your terms of payment. Quickly, 20 seconds, Nelly.
You need to set out the terms of your payment with clarity. Otherwise, the client's not going to be able to pay you, or it's going to cause a lot of distress for
them.
That's
exactly right.
And they won't pay you.
Corpnet.com is Nelly Akalp's website. Hey, Nelly, good job today. Will you come back again soon?
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
We'll see you next time. Nelly Akalp, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back another day. I'll be back right after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.